WWE superstar Drew McIntyre joins us this morning. The Scottish psychopath, is that how you're being billed now as, Drew?
Well, I call myself the Scottish Terminator. It's my opponents that refer to me as the Scottish psychopath for some reason.
But you go by Terminator.
That's what I like to call myself. Everyone else seems to think I'm a psychopath when I'm in the ring. So
hey,
that's
listen,
on them.
You're not allowed to give yourself your own nickname, though. I think that's kind of a guy code here. And I know it's International Women's Day, so I don't want to, you know, be out of line here. But I don't know if you're allowed to give yourself your own nickname.
Well, I mean, technically someone else gave me the Scottish Terminator nickname, Corey Graves, our commentator. If I could pick my nickname, it would be like the Sexy Scotsman or something. But
yeah.
I didn't get to pick it.
Drew, a couple of weeks ago, Bret the Hitman Hart came in here. We spent about an hour with him. It was great. And he wouldn't want to leave. We just kept on talking even when the radio show was done. Man, you were in your prime, and you were a big guy. And to see Bret, my question to you is, you know, what kind of recovery time do you get for your body? How often do you get to the gym? Because your schedule is crazy. And, you know, it doesn't just happen. You've got to be sore every night, but also in the gym. What's your training schedule like?
I mean, I work out 4 days a week. I have a structured program. I work with John Cena's trainer, Rob McIntyre. And I have a meal prep company who have my diet organized with individual meals that I bring on the road with me. And I'm on the road 4 days a week if we're not on tour, which is 2 weeks at a time. And basically, this is all I've ever known. I've been wrestling for 18 years. I've been in America for 12 years now. So I've got it all figured out, got it down to a science. But yeah, some days you're sorer than others. You have to adjust your weights accordingly. But as long as you get it in, that's what counts.
Well, I mean, you kind of look at where you're at physically these days. I mean, you don't even look like the guy from a few years ago. And Drew McIntyre with us from WWE Superstar on Sportsnet 650. You know, some fans may remember you from your 3MB days when you were teaming up with Jinder Mahal. But you kind of go away from the company and you come back. You're essentially like a new star. You're a new person now. I mean, physically, you look bigger, you look stronger, and the personality seems different. Was that not maybe the best thing for you to kind of go away from the company? And was it a mental mindset reset, or was it a more of a physical reset? What was it for you?
I think it was everything. Yeah, at the time, I got signed when I was 21 from university in Scotland. I was kind of thrust into some prominent positions early, and I really didn't have any perspective. I kind of got lost, you know, in the bubble, which is WWE, and we're on the road all the time. And I really, you know, forgot this was my life dream, and I just wasn't given it 110% in every area. And by the time, you know, I got released, I sat down, had to think about it, and said, okay, this is your opportunity now. You can take everything you've learned from all these legends, you can apply it, or you can just get out. Said it's up to you, and I decided that day I'm going to really show the world what I'm capable of. I became a top, you know, main event franchise player across the world for multiple companies. I really applied everything I learned. You know, I started bettering my body, improving the look, improving my in-ring work, and returned the finished package that, you know, Vince McMahon saw in me when I was 24 years old. So I basically left a boy and returned a man, and like you say, look like Drew McIntyre ate Drew McIntyre and grew some chest hair and a beard.
It seems to work, though. I'll give you credit.
You know, we talk, Drew, we talk all the time when we're dealing with other sports about entitlement, that there are some young people that come up and think that it's that easy. Do you see that in wrestling, too? And maybe did you think you were that entitled guy at the start of your career?
Yeah, certainly was. You know, like I hear like people, you know, saying positive things now, and I, you know, appreciate it. Like a lot of legends, like Edge or whatever, will say some nice things in interviews. And these days, I take it as, okay, cool, I'm on the right course. When I was younger, if anybody would do that, I'd be like, you know, you're damn right. I am great. I am fantastic. And then when it doesn't go your way, you just don't understand what's going on, because you do, you know, have that sense of entitlement when you're a kid and you get these opportunities kind of thrust on you. So my role now, I'm still technically 33, I'm a younger guy, but I've been doing this forever, is I've come back and I see in the locker room, you know, as good as the show is, as good as Monday Night Raw is, it's the best show in the world, there is room for improvement. There's a few guys that remind me of my younger self. They don't have the fire in their eyes. And I know in NXT, I know outside the company, there's people with that fire to fill those spots. So unfortunately for them, I'm here to terminate the people that don't belong, that remind me of my younger self, and make sure Raw is all killer, no filler.
It's good. I like that. All killer, no filler. Let me ask you this. You talked about improving. pro athletes always have, okay, we're going to break down the tape. Do wrestlers do that? Do you look at the match and go, "This is I got to improve this. This didn't look good."
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I mostly know from a feel these days. I've been doing it for so long. Like, I know what worked. I know what didn't work. I can hear by the crowd's reaction or, you know, how it felt out there. But I'll still, once I get home for my day and a half or whatever, I actually get home, and I'll make sure I watch everything back and think, how can I, you know, better myself? Because I'm not back to be just another guy and back to be the number one guy. And if I want to do that, I have to make sure I'm on top of every possible aspect. And if you're not watching yourself back, as hard as it is, I hate watching myself, but I do it because I want to be the number one guy.
Drew McIntyre here on Sportsnet 650. WrestleMania is just around the corner. This is everything you guys live for in this business. It's your Super Bowl. It's your Stanley Cup. You know, you look at what's happening in the women's division these days for you guys. Ronda Rousey has, you know, there's a lot of talk about needing stars in today's business. Ronda Rousey is that. The idea of maybe her main eventing a WrestleMania coming up in another month from now with Becky Lynch and Ric Flair's daughter, Charlotte Flair. What do you make of what you've seen from the women's division, especially from the evolution of probably when you first broke into the WWE some 12 years ago, where it was probably treated much differently?
Oh, yeah, it was very different. You know, the girls were in very short segments and, you know, not exactly the most,
They were more eye candy than anything, right? Like
They weren't able to show, you know, their skills, and there's always been some very skilled women around us that just weren't able to get that opportunity. And, you know, it frustrated me and really frustrated them. And when I was away from the company, I was around a lot of talented women who I was watching, and I was like, wow, these girls are, you know, better than most of the guys. And finally, when the women's, you know, evolution happened and the girls started getting opportunity, they really started killing it. And back in the day, it used to be a case of, if you're on after the girls, that's a great spot because the crowd have came down and, you know, there was a little something different. So, you know, they're ready for, you know, like a serious match now. These days, you don't want to be after the girls because they're going to go out there, they're going to kill it, and you're going to have to follow that.
Before we let you go, because you are a proud Scotsman, I got to ask you, when I look at, like, favorite movie for me, I generally look at, if I'm going to put my goat of movies for me, it's Braveheart. And I'm curious because when you talk to different, when you talk to people from Scotland, it kind of goes two ways with the discussion for that movie. How do you feel about the story of William Wallace portrayed in Braveheart? Because some people take issue with some of the historical context of it. Are you a fan or not?
Well, I'm going to say it is 100% historically accurate in every single way. There's nothing wrong with it. Take it from me. Also, I've got a pitch for Braveheart, too. I've been throwing this out there. You know, I've got this idea. You know, I've been thinking about maybe getting into some movies. I need a good idea. I need a good role. Zombies are the new thing. So I feel like, you know, Braveheart 2, The Rise of Wallace, where he comes back as a zombie, you know, could be a future project of mine.
And who knows, you've been getting jacked while you've been buried underground, your body parts spread out, and you've come back together jacked and chest hair all of a sudden.
Hey,
yeah.
Drew, there's about eight of us at the sports station that are on the keto diet trying to reform our bodies. Is that a good thing for them to be doing? Or you're about meal planning, so are we. Does the keto work?
You're going to like hate me for this, but I don't really follow a diet as such. I do the meal prep where I eat the three or four meals that I have to, but around that I eat pizza and Mexican and whatever I feel like.
Seriously?
I really high metabolism, so I just got to eat as much as possible or I fade away and I'll be like 220.
Come on.
If I don't. Yeah, yeah, I swear.
What do you weigh now?
I'm legit about 265.
And what's the body fat?
I don't know for sure. Last time I got it done, it was around 10. So I imagine it's probably about the same.
Nobody likes a show off, Drew.
Yeah, okay, we're ending honestly this interview.
Yeah.
Thank you, Drew.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. WWE Fast Lane coming up on Sunday.